Let's begin. I want to share with you some abstract thoughts on Hanukkah. Okay, the first idea comes from Rabbi Moshe Wolfson. Very interesting. It's abstract. It's incomplete. It's something to think about. It's his like really up his alley. This is classic Rabbi Moshe Wolfson. We're soon coming to Zos Hanukkah. Amir Tashem on Thursday is the last day of Hanukkah. Farshim tell us that the last day of Hanukkah is the essence of Hanukkah. We accelerate on that day. We were very long laning, even though every single day we only read one of the Nesiim, the 12 Nesiim, but the last day of Hanukkah we have to go from the 8th all the way through the 12th. There's a lot happening. It is the climax of the Yom Tov. Now let's give it some background. We all are familiar, we've all heard this, that the Gemara Din is not complete until Hanukkah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very patient with us. Just in case we didn't have a good Elul, and we come to Rosh Hashanah, we have another chance. We can still do tshuva until Yom Kippur. That's part of the Nisan HaTokef, that Tzadikim, Rosh Hashanah Yichaseimun, of Yom Tzom Kippur Yichaseimun, that it's not yet sealed until Yom Kippur. Ideally, we want to have a good ksiva, everything should be in motion on Rosh Hashanah. But just in case things are not the way we like after Rosh Hashanah, it's okay. There's no chas, it's not yet been sealed. Things can be changed. And then those who are a little more chassidish of blood will know that when it comes, it's not yet over until Hashanah Rabbah. You still have another chance. And then, even if it doesn't go well, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah, no, you walk out of shul after Hashanah Rabbah, I got until Hanukkah. There's such a concept that Hanukkah, it's not the Chasim, it's not until Hanukkah. It comes from Bikurim. When we bring the Bikurim, we say Vidui. When a person brings his Bikurim, there's a Vidui, there's a confession. And Chazal tells that you can bring the Bikurim even until Hanukkah. So there's such a makar in Chazal that Sukkis, the Yimei Elul, Yimei Tishrei, they really go into, they extend until Hanukkah. Okay. So Rabbi Wolfson says...
It's after the story of Hanukkah.
It's the what?
It had to be after the story of Hanukkah.
This idea came... Okay. Absolutely. So Rabbi Wolfson, he says something very interesting. There is... During the Yimei Elul, this is very interesting, and this is just... I'm not telling you any complete idea. I just want to just throw out some thoughts. Something for you to think about. Rabbi Wilson says that the days of Elul, this is something which many people say, maybe it's not, maybe only he says this single prat, that during the days of Elul, we lain three parshios. The parsha of Nitzavim, the parsha of Ayelech, and the parsha of Hazinu. How many psukim are there in the parsha of Nitzavim?
40
psukim. How many psukim are there in the parsha of Ayelech?
30.
And how many psukim are there in the parsha of Hazinu? 52. So the Mefarshim tell us that these three parshas, which are read during the season of Elul and Tishrei, correspond to three different types of people. There are some people, the tzaddikim, who get everything that needs to be done in the first 30 days. The season of the Yom Nerah begins with Elul. So, Elul is 30 days. So, by the time you go from 30 days until Rosh Hashanah, it corresponds to Parshas Vayelech. Parshas Vayelech has 30 psukim. In 30 days, you get done what needs to be done. And then there are some people which need a little more, little stragglers. They need some more time. They correspond to Parshas Nitzavim. Okay, it's not in order the three parshas that we're referring to the idea, but the idea is there. They correspond to, so a remnant is just a little thing to give you some chizuk. They correspond to Parshas Nitzavim. They are 40 psukim, correspond to the 40 days from Elul through Yom Kippur, 40 days. And then there are the real stragglers who need 52 days. What are the 52 days? Goes all the way until Shmiat Seres. Not only Hashanah Rabbah, but it goes all the way to the very end. Shmiat Seres, Hashanah Rabbah, same idea. You have until the Kvitl, all the way until the Gemar. You have the entire season from beginning to end, from El all the way through Shmiat Seres, a grand total of 52 days. Okay. Now, our Wilson comes along and says, what happens if you add up 30 plus 40 plus 52, what do you get? 122. How many days are there from Elul until Chanukah, until Zos Chanukah? So you go later on to get a calendar and check this out. Don't trust me. Check this out. That from Elul until Zos Chanukah is 122 days. So in this idea, this ancient idea that you have until Chanukah, the Chasima is not over. You can still change your din. The Yom HaDin can still be changed. In the same way it's Merumas in Nitzav Vayel Chazinu, the totality of the three, Nitzav Vayel Chazinu, 122, are the 122s from Elul until you get to Zos Chanukah. Okay, then he goes further and he says something which is truly amazing. This is classic by Wolfson. That means, it has to mean, that if there are 122 psukim in these three parshios, and they correspond to the season, the season in its total form from El until Zos Chanukah, each pasuk in these, each corresponds to a particular day. So that's a nice challenge for you, everyone, to figure out. Go through all of the days and look at each pasuk. And each pasuk, what exactly is the significance of that pasuk? How the essence, how it relates to that particular day. So you can go and you can. It's very interesting. Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. There's what to discuss. There's what to analyze. At least if it's not 100% MS, at least it's a remes. At least a little drush, a little machshava. But what is so fascinating is the very last pasuk, the climax of Chanukah. Is Zos Chanukah. And what is the last pasuk of Parshas Hazinu? The last pasuk of Parshas Hazinu, which corresponds, according to this calculation, to Zos Chanukah, is the pasuk. Now, first of all, before we get there, there are eight. The end of the very end of Hazinu has eight pasukim. There is a series of.
After the
shiur,
written by Moshe.
No, that's Zos Habracha. Not talking about Zos Habracha. Talking about Hazinu. Okay, the last pasuk is Ki Mineged Tirena Es Haaretz. Hashem says to Moshe, stand here on the other side of the Yarden and take a good hard look. Mineged, opposite the land, you will see Es Haaretz V'shomo Lo Savo, but there you will not go. You're not going to enter. So Wilson says you can't not acknowledge that this pasuk really is the paraphrases the Haneris Halalu. Haneris Halalu Koideshem, the Ein Lonu Rishus Lehishtamesh Bohem, Ela Lerosan Bilvat. The Neris are holy. We're not permitted to benefit from their light. The only thing that we can do is l'rosam bilvad, to take a good look, to look at them. What does Hashem say to Moshe? The land is a holy land. It's Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKodesh. You're not going to benefit from it. You're not going to go in there. The only thing you can do, ein lanu rishus l'hishtameish b'hem, ela l'rosam bilvad. The only thing that you can do with regard to Eretz Yisrael is to look at Eretz Yisrael. If you want to go talk with all the Hasidus of Mitzvah, they say what Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished by looking at Eretz Yisrael is a lot more we can accomplish by living many lifetimes in Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha. But Moshe Rabbeinu is fascinating that this theme, these numbers, 122, how they correspond to the entire season. And also what it does is it opens up a whole new idea, which a lot of the parts we don't discuss so much, is that the Yom Tov of Chanukah very much relates to Eretz Yisrael. There's so much discussion about Yevonim, Chashmonaim, and all these different ideas, but what was the Yom Tov? What was the Yom Tov of Chanukah? It was our hold over Eretz Yisrael. It was the end of Golus Bavel, end of Golus Yavan. Yavan came to an end, and Golus Edom did not start for many years. And Klal Yisrael had a period of time where they were able to have an achiza, autonomy, over Eretz Yisrael. The Yom Tov of Chanukah very much relates to the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. And we relate to that very much in Chanukah. Chanukah, we celebrate in Chutz Liaretz, we look at the Neros, and what do we think about? The Beis HaMikdash, Eretz Yisrael. The Mashiach is not here yet. Baruch Hashem, we've gone a long way. We have Eretz Yisrael. We have a lot to be nene from. But we don't yet have the full achiza in Eretz Yisrael, where we can say that we're mishtamesh in Eretz Yisrael. This is learned in the news lately with Harabayas. It's not, we ain't lanu rishus. That's what Eretz Yisrael is for us, bizman hazeh. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's ain't lanu rishus lishtamesh ram. We don't have a full hishtamshus in Eretz Yisrael. We're very much limited in our ability to develop, to have a full control. All the nations of the world are telling us what to do, and to a very large degree, we listen to them. We're not in control. But yet, one thing that we have in this generation that we never had, since the Churban is the ability to look at Eretz Yisrael. And I don't just mean to look. I mean to really look, to really have, to appreciate what's there. What potential is there? What we could have. In the Golas, no one lived there. We didn't even know what Eretz Yisrael was. Achakelo, we yearn for Eretz Yisrael, make aliyah, this, that. But do we really know what Eretz Yisrael is? We didn't really know what Eretz Yisrael is. Today we really know what it is. We live there. We know what it is. All the action is there. Do we have hishtamshus? Are we in control? Is it ours? No, not 100%. We very much, that is the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Haneris halalu koyd Hashem ein lanu rishus l'shtamish me'el l'ros and l'vod. It's the last pasuk in Hazinu. It's connected Moshe Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is BMS, a lesson to take, to extract, derive from Zos Chanukah. Okay, that's one idea. By the way, just Derech Agav, I just want to point out, he also mentions that Parshas Kisavo before Mitzav and Vayelech, the Teicha, how many psukim are there? 122. There are also 122 psukim in Parshas Kisavo. What's frightening is that you can say the same concept. You can say the same idea that the 122 psukim in Parshas Kisavo also corresponds from Elul all the way until Zos Chanukah. What's even more frightening is that the very end of Parshas Kisavo begins a new parak, and although we know the parakim were made by the Christians, but there is a pay. So there is also a parsha break, and there's a section of 8 psukim. The last 8 psukim in Parshas Kisavo are a section to itself. It begins, Vayikra Moshe El Kol Yisrael Vayomer Alehem. Again, this is the Chanukah pasuk. If you make that same calculation, Atem Re'isem. Again, Re'iyah. Whole Mir Chanukah is all about Re'iyah. Ein Lanu Rishus Tashem Lerosim Atem Re'isem Eis Kol Asher Osa Hashem. You have seen everything that Hashem did before your eyes. Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Leparo L'chol Avadav L'chol Arzo. So it begins with this concept of Re'iyah. And what's the last pasuk? The last pasuk that would correspond to Zos Chanukah. Ushmartem es divrei habris hazos ve'asisem osam leman taskilu. You shall be wise. What's the menorah? The menorah represents the Chochmas HaTorah. It's the Chochmas HaTorah, Eis Kol Asher Tasun, you shall be wise in all that you do. So I know there is something to it. I told you, it's a half-baked idea, but it's something worth taking note of, is that there are also 122 psukim in Parashas Kisavo, which would then allow us to connect each pasuk to a particular day. The last 8 psukim Kisavo are indeed a section to itself. It begins with the concept of Re'iyah. You've seen great things that have happened, and look, take a good hard look, and by looking at the menorah and all the lessons from the menorah, you will succeed in Eis Kol Asher Ta'asun. Okay, that's one idea. Yes, except for eight. Psukim. Okay, there are many Ramasim. So that's by Yesha. Okay, very good. Okay, I want to go to another idea. Again, another half-baked idea. This is something a little bit different. We know that the Chanukah, is not just an observation, something to think about, something that you can develop on your own. Chanukah is... It's not in isolation. When you do the mitzvah of the halakas neros, Chazal tell us you're in good company. What's the good company? The mezuzah, the makom of the halakas haneros is mipesach bayis mibachutz, where Chazal are very precise on the left side, meaning you're in good company. You have a mezuzah on the right side. The mezuzah is on the right of the Pesach. The Ner Chanukah is on the left. The Gemara goes on. The Baal HaBayis in the center is wearing a talis, a shal mitzvah. So you have alamayis. Okay, right, left. But the Pesach HaBayis, Why is the mezuzah on the right side? So the Gemara says, because it says, Be'secha bi'oscha. When you go forward, when a person walks forward, which foot does he extend first? Regular person, on the right, the right foot. So when you're going forward into the bayis, you're coming in contact first with the right side. That is a normal, healthy person. That's the way. Therefore, what is the mezuzah? The mezuzah represents going into the bayis. In fact, the mezuzah is a shmira on what is in the bayis. Now, where is the menorah? The menorah is on the left side. The old mafarshim say the menorah is on the left side. The left is the right of your exit. We think of right and left. But the truth is, there is no left. There's just right. There's a right going in, and there's a right going out. The mezuzah is, now this is a little bit drush, the mezuzah is the shmira going in, and the menorah is the shmira going out. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach, what is the connection? There's another ner in halacha, the ner shel Shabbos. What's the tafkid of the Ner Shel Shabbos? Shalom Bayis. Peace in the home. Correct? That's what Ner Shabbos is all about. We discussed this. You need a wick, you need oil, shear, and so on and so forth. Ner Shabbos is Shalom in the Bayis. There's another Ner, Misach the Shabbos. It relates to the Ner Shabbos, the Ner Shel Menorah. What is the Ner Shel Menorah? Well, the menorah is on the left side of the mezuzah. The left side is also the right, but when you're going out, it's shalom in the world. The ner, there's two neros, shalom in the bayis, and shalom in the world. If we only have peace in the house, there's a war going on outside, it's no fun. And if there's peace in the world, but at home, you can't survive, it's also no good. You have to have peace in the bayis, shalom in the world. Okay, so two different ideas showing you that the menorah is not just on the left, it's on the right of your exit. Now, let's go a step further. Where do we find a delus, this concept of a door and a mezuzah in Chazal? One of the earliest sources that there is such a thing called significance to a door. Lot. Lot was Yoshe B'Shar Ha'ir, and what did he do? The Malachim came to visit, and they said to Lot, Lot, we have some bad news, we're going to destroy Sodom, and you are fortunate that you will be the only survivor. You and your family, pack your bags, we're going. Lot says, not so fast. Come inside, let's have a meal. And then what happens? All of a sudden, at the front door, there's a large gathering. Who's in the house? Danger. So what does it do? So it says here that Lot, he shuts the door. He protects the Malachim. The people from Sodom, they bang down the door. The Malachim go outside. Lot goes outside to argue with them. And the Malachim then chap Lot. And the Malachim close the door. If you look very carefully in the Psukim, twice do we find the door being slammed shut. There is a very big difference though. Why did they shut? Now, what, generally, you have in your home, why do you close the door? Why do you close the door in your home? Against the, two reasons. Safety. Number one,
keep the cold out.
You want privacy. I don't want people on the outside seeing what's going on inside. I want privacy in the home. Number two, I want to keep the outside. I want to keep myself protected from the outside. It works two ways. You close the door, number one, to the people on the inside of the house, and you close the door to keep the people of the outside, to keep it keep out. It works both ways. Now, if you look in the pasuk, I'm not being clear, but let me try to explain. Let's take a careful reading of the pasuk, the careful analysis of the pasuk. The pasuk says, first, Terem Yishkavu, okay, it's the Parashas Vayera, the Anshei Stom, Nosabu Esabayis, Minav Yad Zokin, Kolom Yikotzer, Vayikru Elot, Vayim Elot, Vayichon Hashem Hashem Bo Elech Aloyla, Hotzim Elin, Vnidosam, Vayetze Aleim Lot, he right away senses danger. Loit HaPescha, Vehadeles Sogar Acharav, he shut the door. Why did he shut the door? To protect the people. The people inside shall remain inside protected. The bayis. Now notice Acharov behind him, Hadela Sagar Acharov after him, There's an extra word in the past. Then just Vadela Sogar. Vadela Sogar Acharov. He walked outside, he closed the door. Keep the people inside sheltered from these Mishugoyim out here. Then he has a long discussion with the people outside. The Malachim miraculously go outside, even though the door is shut. Ki Malachim are not bound by doors. Vayishluchu ha'anoshim es yodam, vayoviu es lot aleim ha'boy. So the Malachim bring Lot into the house, and the Malachim yes hadeles sogaru. The Malachim shut the door. When the Malachim shut the door, what are they doing? They're shutting the door to keep the outside out. The focus is not on the inside. Lot shut the door to protect the people inside. The focus is inside, stay inside. When the Malachim shut the door, it wasn't the inside. It was outside, stay outside. The people on the out, stay out. Keep away. Same door, but it's been shut for two different purposes. There's a bia, there's the right side when it's been shut, people inside, and it's the right for the outside when it's been shut to keep the people on the outside. And what happens to the people on the outside? V'yeswanoshim asher pesach habayis, the people outside, what happened to them? Hiku b'san verim, blindness. Blindness. Mikoton v'yad gadol v'yilu limso ha'posach, they lost their koyach ha'ri'iyah. So what I want to suggest, and it's not just an idea, when you light the menorah, you're not lighting the menorah alone. The menorah is being lit in the company of the mezuzah. The mezuzah is on the yamin, and the menorah is on the left. This Lot that's being saved is not just being saved for fun. He's being saved because from Lot will come Melech HaMashiach. Lot was a holy person, not so simple who Lot was. Lot was the nephew of Avraham. He was the son of the first person that gave up Haran, the first person who gave up his life, Al Kiddush Shem Shemayim. He died. Whether he was in Kavana, he was trying to bet what's going to be with Avraham, if he'll survive, I'll survive. Bottom line is, he gave up. And unfortunately, they discussed that great look. He's not from Klal Yisrael. Don't get carried away over here. Terach, Haran, they didn't make it into the Ovos. They're not part of Klal Yisrael. But there's something important that came from Lot, which Klal Yisrael has to benefit from and in turn the whole world, and that is Lot. From Lot comes the Shorish of Mashiach. Chanukah is the time of the Or Shel Mashiach. Lamed Vav Neros, the Or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put away before Ma'aseh Bereishis. Chanukah is 8, L'mal Derech HaTeva. I don't have to go into all the details, but everyone knows that Chanukah is all about the spark of light in the dark world, the coming of Mashiach. Chanukah is a Zman when we're trying to prepare those sparks of Mashiach that are in Lot. And when you try to bring out those sparks, we reenact, there's a degree of reenactment that is taking place. What's the reenactment? There are two doors. When you light the menorah, you light the menorah in the company of the mezuzah. What's the mezuzah? The mezuzah is the right of inside. The menorah is outside. We are protecting the koyach of Mashiach, and our protection of the koyach of Mashiach works two ways. There's the mezuzah, Shem Shakai, the Ahat Hashem Elokecha, in the bayis. And part of that protection is also obliterating the enemy from the outside. How do we obliterate the enemy from the outside? The menorah. What does the menorah do, which is the right to the outside? For us, the menorah is Or. But the same thing that is Or, that is light for us, that gives us the Koyach of Ru'iyah, is something which gives blindness to the world. This is there's many Marichas that would support this. That when Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to bring out the Or, make the Or Chama, will increase the Koyach of the Or Chama. What happens when there's an increase in Or? Tzadikim, who know how to deal with the Or, they enjoy the Or. But the Rishoyim, who are not able to benefit from the R, they are consumed and burnt by the R. We had this when we learned Divrei Hayam, we learned about the menorahs of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, he made an extra 10 menorahs. And what was the purpose of those menorahs? It doesn't say to give light, it says Leboram, to burn. That's not what you expect the menorah, the purpose of the menorah. The purpose of the menorah is to give light, not to consume. But the answer is zelum azeh. For tzaddikim, it produces light. For rishonim, it is levaram. The avonim were obliterated. They were obliterated. The same or that was an or for Klal Yisrael was a source of sanverim, blindness. They were overwhelmed with the or of kedusha that was kedusha for Klal Yisrael, but for the umas olam, it was an or that brought about for them sanverim. So the point I want to make is it's more than a coincidence. It's a coincidence is that we have over here two different doors. A door that's protecting from the inside, a door that's shutting out the outside. The inside is being protected for Koyach HaMashiach. The outside, what was the punishment for the people outside? Sanveirim. Sanveirim is blindness. Blindness can come when there's too much light. If you look at the sun, you look right at the sun for too long, you become blind. But that same sun, if it's a source of Kedusha for Klal Yisrael, is a source of healing, a Kedusha of the Nei Shel Chanukah. So the door that's being shut to get rid of people on the outside represents the Nei Shel Chanukah, which for us is an aura of Kedusha, aura of light, which for the Goyim is a source of aura which brings for them blindness. Okay, we'll stop here.